The Joyride.
In donker is hy, what?
Today's one is kind of dark, I must say. If you've got Netflix, you've probably watched the Epstein saga. And we've heard about Jeffrey Epstein in the news. We've heard about this guy that's got places all over the world trafficking young women to these places. And then he's got people like Prince Andrew, eh? From the royal family visiting him on these islands.
George Bush.
I don't know if George Bush was there, but I know Bill Clinton was there. The one president that spent some time on this island. And then, of course, he was convicted, was going to go to trial, sent to prison for a bit, and then they found him dead in his prison cell.
He's like some man with a kop slaan, eh? I go niks van hom.
No, obviously, he's lower than the lowest creature at the bottom of the ocean that eats the lowest creature at the bottom of the ocean, you know? It's one of those people you never want to meet in your life. But apparently, listen to this. There's lots of conspiracy theories going around now that he didn't kill himself in prison, because people think that someone took him out, maybe?
Well, the documentary shows him killing himself, doesn't it?
Well, they think that he did. But there's no, like, hard evidence. You know, there's this thing hanging there that they think he put around his neck. But the evidence actually shows that it's highly improbable that he actually killed himself. But now this story has surfaced, and it's actually giving me chills down my spine. Now, listen to this. A judge in New Jersey, in the U.S., her name is Judge Esther Salas. On Monday evening, her husband and her son of 20 was assassinated in her house by a guy dressed as a FedEx person. And what makes her so interesting is that she was going to start presiding over an Epstein case this very week.
What?
How is that?
You've seen it, huh? Even beyond the grave, this guy controls people.
It is insane. So if you thought that movies are movies and they never happen in real life, here's a real-life conspiracy theory playing out in front of our eyes. It's actually sickening if you think about it. Like you say, this guy is no longer with us, and he's still making trouble wherever he goes.
Sien, maar nou, is die theory dat, is het hy wat die hitman gereel het?
No, obviously not.
Obviously is hy dood, maar sy mense.
Yeah, well, maybe Bill Clinton had something to do with it. Maybe Prince Andrew. You never know. We'll have to find out. That's your conspiracy quarter today. You can go read the full article online, ofm.co.za. Minka will post it for you there. And, yeah, hopefully we can get to the bottom of this and lock up everyone involved. Because I know his apprentice, that Ghislaine woman, that evil, evil woman, she's also probably going to get a lighter sentence for cooperating now. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's Conspiracy Corner. Next week, same time, same place, we'll dig into the dark world of the underground.
The Joyride with Nico, Luca, and Erin Masemola on OFM.